So often we blame or chuck it off as self-talk, but really deep down, is it really positive? Is it really serving us the way that we talk to ourselves, or is it really more of a sabotage? Might be, I don't know, calling myself out on that. Self-talk is especially important when we are going through massive transitions in life or business. And positive self-talk, what if we really had actual tools, like a tool to successfully ward off the gremlins and that downward spiral and change the way you talk to yourself? Because it's all on how we talk to ourselves and the language that we use towards ourselves, because we all know, like every single one of us, that self-sabotage is more often than we want to admit. Today's conversation, I'm so excited about it because it's very, very relevant to my world today. We're going to cover some of these priceless, priceless tools that are going to equip each of us to be better set up to transition personally on the inside and grow our businesses as well as our personal lives. And today we're going to chat about how to self-correct, how to self-identify when that's all going down, and how to avoid that downward spiral. Wherever you're watching from, thank you so much. We are on a lot of platforms and we appreciate you. If you're with us, let us know who you are and where you're from. If you're watching the replay, please hashtag replay and let us know that you're here as well. If there's by chance a link above you in the feed, go ahead and click that. Come on over to our platform where we'll be able to see you and your comments here. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points like today and self-sabotage and that downward spiral. Talking to ourselves makes a difference. We're going to give you workarounds to those today, which is how we are different. We don't just talk about them. We give you workarounds, tips, tricks, tools to those challenges that we as female business owners challenge and face every single day. I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most are indecisive, they're held hostage by their own fear, and quite frankly, have settled for average, cruise control, C plus, excuse me, nobody wants that. So I help them keep track of and help them set obtainable goals, plugging gaping holes in their business and their personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide peak performance scaling strategies for growth-minded entrepreneurs so that you and your business gets the attention to detail and you start making money. You can find me at erinstrayer.com. Let's talk about our lady today. She's back for round two. Gail Dixon is the creator and owner of Masterful Messaging. She is a top expert and trusted authority for creating messaging that commands attention, creates connection, and ignites impact. Ooh, big stuff. She is a best-selling author and speaker and is a word wizard who guides mission-driven entrepreneurs to create powerful messages that generate powerful results. With a master's in communication and over 25 years nonprofit sector, bringing in more than $20 million in funding, Gail now works with thought leaders, business experts, and up-and-coming change agents to name, frame, and claim their personal and brand identities. She's brilliant. You're going to appreciate this conversation today. Please welcome Gail Dixon.
Hi, Erin.
Hello.
Great to see you.
So fun to see you again. I'm so glad that you're here today. And you are on the web with us with the gale force winds banging down your door. So thank you.
We're in a safe zone here in Tallahassee, but certainly the state of Florida is still anticipating some serious wind for the next couple of days. So it's been a crazy few days.
Yeah. And so thank you for being here and hanging out with us. And I'm really, really excited. I'm really excited to talk about what we're going to be talking about today, because I know for me personally and super transparently, because, you know, why be fake? Self-sabotage is so much easier than positive self-talk.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go there and say that.
You know, we come by it naturally. We hear it a lot as we're growing up. Sometimes those kinds of messages, corrective messages to us, are delivered with love and gentleness and care. And they don't sit in us in a self-sabotaging way. But when corrective messages come to us with criticism or with anger or with judgment, they can sit in the back of our minds and play on continuous loop for a very, very long time.
I just got goosebumps all over me. The continuous loop is no joke.
Like right.
That repetitive over and over, and the triggers that come from it, and all of the things that play on that. It's like that broken record, like the needle never moves.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I know that this is so your wheelhouse, and words are so, it's what makes you tick, and it's what you're made of, and it's your massive superpower. We all struggle with it. Do you struggle with it?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. I have that voice that plays in my head. The good news is that I've studied and learned and developed some strategies to counter that, and some things that I can say when that tape starts that interrupt that pattern. Mm. And it really is a pattern. We all create a story about ourselves and our lives and who we are in the world, how we view ourselves and how we view others. And we repeat that story. We tell people that story. When somebody says, tell me about yourself, you know, you have a set pattern. I'm a this, I did this, I've had this experience. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, whatever. We write those stories in our heads. Mm. And when we write those stories with self-judgment and with negativity or with limitation instead of possibility, they come out of our mouths, whether it's in silence to ourselves or in what we say to other people. And we become habituated to the story. And so part of being successful and creating positive self-talk is we have to be willing to rewrite the story.
Mm.
And
can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I think for a lot of us, we don't realize there's another option.
Exactly.
Am I right? Like